Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, buddy.
We're here, CNR on FSR. It's the takeover.
That's my plan anyway. Covino and Rich, hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you're enjoying your last day of Thanksgiving leftovers. It's a rule we made. Today's the last day.
If you eat it after today, hey, don't blame us if you, are stuck in the bathroom because you had some week-old green bean casserole.
I hope you had a brown sort of weekend. Bengals.
You'll have a brown type of week if you eat those leftovers.
Maybe.
Too much.
Speaking of the great stink of 1858.
Yeah.
Bengals sort of weekend. A Dolphins sort of weekend.
Yeah, Dolphins won that game in like the first quarter.
White sort of weekend.
That's always an interesting thing, right? When the team's up so big, you're like, you got to pull people, but at the same time, you don't want to just give up on the game. Does that make sense?
Like, at it makes point, perfect sense.
But the Dolphins are up 20-something nothing, and it was the second quarter, and you're thinking to yourself, why on earth are you keeping Tyreek Hill and Tua and these guys out there? You got to pull them.
Can I just say, in Argentina sort of weekend, that was heartbreaking for all the Vatos Locos, too. Hope you enjoyed your World Cup. Hope you had a good one. And thank you for hanging out with us. Again, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Wrapping up things that made you go home. Taking your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox.
I'll give you something that made me go, We're talking about the 49ers defense.
Yeah.
There are times when they're, the Saints have a pretty good defense too. They had a hard time moving the ball. It was a boring game at the end of it. When you really think about it, 13-0. It's not a game that's really exciting, but the 49ers defense is the real deal, and I said it right before the break. What a great tease. What a great thought that you could get Jalen Hurts in that Philadelphia offense against the Niners in the playoffs. Is there any other NFC team that excites you like those two?
Man, Hurts had a weekend. Second player in NFL history with 150 passing yards, 150 rushing yards, two TD passes in a game.
Meanwhile, your bozo friend back in Jersey, what did he say last week?
You know what? I should hit him up now. Do you still think he's not the guy?
That's why I got so mad at that take last week, and you thought I was mad at you. I was just, Covino's friend last week was like, I don't know if Jalen Hurts is the guy. I'm like, your friends, that might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
He didn't think he was the answer for this particular team. There's a lot of great players that aren't the answer. I don't think Garrett Cole, he had the most strikeouts in the league the past few years. I don't think Garrett Cole's the answer for the Hurts.
But that's why I thought that
Hurts is playing big, man.
But what, in what way on planet Earth would your friend have that take? Which is why last week I lost my mind.
It was a passing comment that you lost your marbles on. If you want to catch it, if you want to hear Rich overreact, catch our podcast anytime. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you stream.
It would be like someone being like, you know, Giannis, I don't want him on my NBA
team. There's a lot of great players that aren't the answer. I think that's where he was going. I don't necessarily agree with him either. I was just telling you what he said. But man, he had a weekend.
I don't think anyone on planet Earth would say, a guy that's probably an MVP candidate.
We'll see. We'll see. See if he's
other than your boy Mahomes.
He's only the answer if he wins. If he continues winning.
I mean, dude.
You know?
They're looking pretty good.
They're looking pretty good.
I'm
now
saying,
they are.
They're looking pretty good.
Props to him. Big weekend. I hope you had a Jalen Hurts sort of weekend.
Oh, they got 10. I don't know if you saw.
Did you see the Love Hurts meme that was flying around?
Yeah, when they get those guys standing together. There's some good dirty ones in college football if you want to, you know, Google image that. But yeah, Love Hurts. Showing each other a little bro hug after the game, and of course you knew people were going to take a picture of their jerseys together. Any other last minute observations? Let me think. Niners, they excite me. I mean, I could be the only one because that was a boring game, but let's see. Jets, Mike White earned the job. Commanders, I said, are better than we think, and the Giants stink. So I said it weeks ago. The Commanders are a wild card team, if you ask me. I think the Commanders could be the team and the reason why the Giants don't make the playoffs.
Back to the Jets, you know, and I think we wrapped that up, but it's also pretty evident when you hear what Robert Saleh says about it. He says, Mike White made the easy look easy. So when you got your coach backing you like that and your superstar is acting like a big baby,
yeah,
I think it's safe to say he earned that job. Moving forward.
Oh, I got something I wanted to ask you. How do you feel, how do all you guys feel about a couple really gutsy moves, a couple two-point conversion to win games yesterday, and they worked out. But that's, you know.
It was bold. For the Jaguars, I was watching that game, and that was a bold move. It's just typical. The first thing that went through my mind was, when you make the call and it works for you, you're a genius.
See,
if it doesn't, you're the worst guy ever.
Oddly
you
enough,
gotta go for the tie, man.
Oddly enough,
go for overtime.
Oddly enough, I disagree with you 100%.
That's the sentiment every time.
But I'm saying,
what a move!
I think Jacksonville, that was the right move. What do they have to lose? They were 3-7. They're playing
Keep that same energy when we talk about social media.
Okay,
what do you got to lose?
Yeah, because let me tell you, the Jags were 3-7, playing at home against, let's be honest, like a better team in the Ravens.
Yeah.
You go for two, that's your best chance of winning that game, and it worked out.
Agreed.
So I think there wasn't really much on the line. I think the ballsy move, if I could say that, would be the Los Angeles Chargers.
You can say move.
You can definitely say move.
The Los Angeles Chargers are fighting for a wild card in a very competitive AFC. If they miss that two-point conversion, they lose to the Cardinals. That was bold, if you ask me. That, to me, was the control B on the keyboard. That was the bold move.
Always a bold call.
And, you know, Herbert rallied that team. You got to say, like, hey, they came from behind. But still, you come from behind and miss that two-point conversion, you're 5-6. Now they're 6-5. And, you know, very much in the AFC wildcard race.
Well, let's wrap up the phone calls and let's talk about OBJ, okay?
All right, Paul in Rhode Island.
What's up, Paul?
Thank you for the call.
What's up?
OBJ, just stay out of it and just rest like Jimmy did for a long time. You'll get the benefit of it. Don't go to Dallas. You're going to create jealousy. Don't do that, bro. You are my Matthew Stafford guy. Just stay out of it. Just rest. You have nothing to prove, okay?
Yeah, but
now, so you're saying is he saying take the year off, the rest of the year off?
OBJ, what an ideal situation for him to come into the league week 12, week 13 maybe, however long he waits and goes through physicals and whatnot. If Odell Beckham Jr. decides to play 5 games on a team he chooses that will be playoff bound, what an ideal situation, especially when we talk about how these guys are all banged up after week 1. You got a fresh, decent number 2 receiver going somewhere. That's if he delivers and he could be a number 2 receiver. I don't think anyone's counting on Odell Beckham Jr. to be a number 1 receiver somewhere. But
well, nobody knows.
I mean, his role for the Rams.
How healthy he is.
His role for the Rams is where I could sort of see him again. And I sort of enjoyed his role on the Rams as much as it pained me as a Niners fan. He filled out that secondary role. He's no Cooper Kupp, but he also
saved his reputation too, because a lot of that speculation about, you know, him and Baker Mayfield was sort of erased after that, because he was very productive with the Rams.
But here's the question when it comes to OBJ. Not will he end up for Dallas or playing for the Giants again. What's his story with the plane? Are we all following this? Because as much as I read up on it, he's saying he was sleeping. He was woken up and he was all like, what's going on? And they made it seem like he was danger. And
incoherent is the word that I kept reading. OBJ was incoherent on a plane and it was mumbling, you know. Mumbling. And they asked him to get off. And he did. There was no arrest made or anything like that. Incoherent on a plane.
Yet they're saying the wide receiver, Beckham Jr., was, quote, coming in and out of consciousness on an American Airlines flight. The crew instructed him to put his seatbelt on. Then the plane returned. Now, here's where earlier I said he's the worst guy. Not because of what happened here, but because it was a holiday, busiest travel days of the year, and his little antics caused everyone to have to go back to the gate and get off the plane and sort of reassess their travel schedule. There might be people that missed connecting flights or, you know, missed events or something because Odell Beckham Jr. was all in and out of, quote, consciousness.
It's kind of scary because there's no real clarity on what really happened here. You know, and it makes me think this is a rando story, but my dad was in Germany, right, visiting my sister. My sister lives in Germany.
Yeah.
My dad was there. Do you remember this happened? And he like fainted and was incoherent on a plane. And people were like, what's going on with this guy?
I totally forgot that.
Yeah, they had to stop the flight and everything. He just ran out of oxygen. It's like something happened to him. He ran out of oxygen. He fainted on a plane. They're like, sir, wake up, sir. I got a phone call from my brother. He's like, dad died, yo.
What?
I'm like, what?
What?
What do you mean? He's like, I think he died, yo. But he's like, he's awake and alive, but I think he died and came back to life. I was like, what are you talking about?
What?
And that's kind of how I feel about this story. He's in and out of consciousness. My dad was in and out. It was like a lack of oxygen. Something happened. Like he was overexerting himself. I don't know. Like something was going on in the plane, and he was out of it. Fainted on the plane before it even took off. And everyone had to like get off the same story. So this is, I'm having like flashbacks here. But look, I don't think it's ever a good look to give people, the public, the NFL, any more ammo to criticize and critique and speculate on your behalf, especially as a free agent. This is a terrible look for Odell Beckham Jr.
How did your dad exert himself on a plane? Did he have too many Biscoff cookies?
Dude,
too many mini bags of pretzels?
I still to this day don't know what happened.
Biscoff.
But my dad fainted, and, you know, my mom had a scare. She thought something was going on there. You know, all the people there were alarmed. He was in and out of consciousness, just like this. I don't know what really was going on. I don't want to over speculate. You guys could think whatever you want. He's saying, well, he was groggy.
Here's the story.
That's never happened to me.
Let me give you the story. We here on Kevin and Rich.
Put it this way, my dad's in his late 60s. Anything's possible.
We go by a theory, Kevin.
This guy's a young, healthy man.
We go by a theory on our show and have for years. I'll back someone up if I feel like they need backing up. But if someone does something that I would never do, why am I backing them up? How many times have you flown in your life? Maybe hundreds.
Just got off a plane today.
Spot, you just got off a plane. At any point, did you feel like there was a moment where you needed to be escorted off the plane?
No.
If you fly 5 to 10 times a year for work or family, add up your lifetime. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 30s, you've flown countless times. Have you ever been told, sir, ma'am, we're going to have to take you off the plane? Have you ever had an issue?
No.
So why are we making excuses for this wild behavior?
So you have to remember, he was not arrested. He was not belligerent to my knowledge. Like, he wasn't argumentative in any way. He was, they say, grumbling like under his breath, you know?
Well, here's his story.
But again, this just gives people ammunition. That's all it does. So it's a terrible look for him.
The wide receiver, this is what the airline story was. He was in and out of consciousness. They instructed him to put on his safety belt, and he couldn't quite understand what they were saying. The plane returned to the gate.
Which, by the way, hold on. Can we make it clear? It's a pretty, like, pretty thing to follow. Pretty easy thing to follow.
Put on your seatbelt.
Yeah, but I'm sure they were giving the little hand signals.
Those belts are a little confusing.
No. I mean, this, you know, you have to wonder, well, where's his head at?
During a Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
You think the tryptophan was kicking in?
Maybe.
The passengers had to all get off the plane. Beckham was then escorted off. He was not detained or cited, and then went on his way and probably took a private plane wherever he was going. Here's what he said. Beckham's lawyer, according to Odell Beckham Jr. himself, offered a very different spin on the whole story. Oh. Mr. Beckham fell asleep with a blanket over his head. He was awakened and told that the plane was back at the gate and he needed to get off the plane because he didn't put on his seatbelt when he was asked, but he said he was sleeping when asked about this. He called the incident unnecessary and an overzealous flight attendant who wanted to prove that they had authority over Odell Beckham Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? We're going to make this as a common theme throughout today, because when we talk about Lamar Jackson later, we
got
to talk about how you behave when you have things to lose. You know, you're OBJ. You're a free agent. You're trying to get a job. You're trying to get paid. You know, you're trying to get paid.
There are overzealous.
But do you think, so what? Then you back off and you say, you know what? I got something to lose. I got nothing to gain here. Let me just abide by the rules here and buckle my seatbelt. You know, like you said, why are you making excuses for the guy? Have you ever found yourself in this situation?
Never been in this scenario.
I never have. And I've been very groggy on flights.
One time I took an edible on a late night flight. I got to tell the story. Mm-hmm. I was like, let me pop an edible before this red eye so I could get some sleep. And this is before, like, medical and recreational marijuana was, I guess, you know, pretty consistent. I just took something someone gave me. Middle of the flight, I thought I was going to the moon. I was like, I thought this flight was going up. I'm like, when are we leveling off?
I kept rising.
Yeah, I thought we were
it
going.
It never stopped.
I was like, are we 100,000 feet in the air? Where are we going? Ramos, I was losing my mind. And I was in the seat, you know, in the middle of the plane.
Next stop, the moon.
Next stop. This is your pilot speaking. We're headed to the moon. I'm like, what? I was in the seat. You know, like, it was JetBlue. You know how they have one of the flight attendants sits in a jump seat, like, by the exit row? There's, like, a weird solo jump seat.
Yeah.
I was next to the flight attendant. I'm like,
did you float your way? All I kept thinking was,
she knows I'm high. She knows I'm high. She knows I'm high. I was like, but there's nothing wrong with that. I'm allowed to be high. I then was like, I got to go to the bathroom. I couldn't open my eyes. And I'm like, why is it so dark in this plane? My eyes went open. I was palming people's heads on the way back to the bathroom. It was an embarrassing state of affairs. And I didn't get kicked off a plane. So to get kicked off.
How was the moon, by the way?
Lovely. To get kicked off a plane, you have to be pretty uncontrollable. Think about it.
Why this is an odd story. An odd story, to say the least.
The only time I was with people that got kicked off a plane, and it was rightfully so, I was in my early 20s, and we're all coming from a wedding, and we took a cab to the airport, and everyone was drunk. And two of my buddies were just being loud at the airport, and I could see. And this was like not long after 9/11, so everyone was on alert. And like, I got on the plane, but my two buddies were told, yeah, you're going to have to sit this one out.
It's just a bad business move, I think, you know. And what did he gain for not just simply doing what
100,
the...
100,
by the way, no, you said the spin. You said his lawyers had a spin, right? Well, remember this. There's the truth and there's the spin.
150.
And I'm sure this story, the truth is somewhere in the middle of both encounters.
150 plus people probably now hate Odell Beckham Jr. for diverting their flight. I have to get off the plane? Why do we have to get off the plane? I'm in row 16. I'm sitting in my seat. Boom, boom. We're sorry. Odell Beckham Jr. is being a pain in the ass in first class. We're going to have to go back to the gate and start this thing all over again. Let's go, Odell. Like, everyone probably hates this guy that was on that flight. That's what makes him a jerk, right?
It's just ammunition to use against him when he's negotiating as a free agent. If it's my team, I'm concerned about his health.
Well,
what's going on
if
there?
Why
was he in and out of consciousness?
That's
not something that normal people... He's supposed to be at top physical condition. In and out of consciousness?
In Vegas, Covino. 2-1 odds right now if you want to bet that he will end up a Cowboy. Anyone else and other teams, 5-1, 6-1. But right now they're saying destined to be a Cowboy, Odell Beckham Jr. Let me throw one more thing in before I know we get a break. I saw Flava Flav, one of your favorites.
Where'd you see him?
He was at the airport. I saw this on TMZ. Now, you got to wonder, sometimes when it's a celebrity, it's a little tricky. Odell Beckham Jr. might have pulled the Flava Flav. Flava Flav lets everyone else board the plane before him because he doesn't want, he said, not because it bothers him. He says when he's in the airport, since he's such a peculiar guy, it's a lot of pictures, a lot of photos. So he always dips away and goes, board the plane, and then I get on last because I don't want everyone stopping to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
By the time everyone boarded, they're like, yeah, Flava Flav, I'm sorry, you can't get on the plane. And he was like, wait a minute. He let everyone board ahead of him, and then they wouldn't let him on. What if Odell Beckham Jr. is in the right, and this was just a flight attendant trying to like prove a point, like I could tell Odell Beckham Jr. what to do?
Then I'm sure he'd have some backup here, no?
I don't know. Well, hey, good luck, Cowboys.
You know, there was a lot of witnesses there to say, you know what, he was mistreated in this situation. I haven't seen any of that.
All right, well, hey, we're going to take your phone calls and feedback. Odell Beckham Jr., problem or not, we'll take your feedback on Kavino and Rich. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there.
An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I love your choice.
On a plane, OBJ style, some old school Nirvana. Like I said, if you're not listening live,
and you're listening in the future on the podcast, you're missing out on DJ Ramos's song selection.
Hi, future boy.
Remember, subscribe to our podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcasts. And check our shows from last week because they were stellar, Incubus style. We filled in for the great Dan Patrick on Thursday and Friday. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving weekend. But
you buy a robot today?
I'm going to buy a robot today. Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
I'm going to buy a droid, a drone, and a robot.
Yo, Ramos, we're going to buy a robot like Rocky IV.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. Was there... Rocky IV, right?
Yeah.
He had the robot in the house.
We're going to program it to talk to you all sexy, like, hi, Ramos.
No, I'm going to program it to say, happy birthday, Ramos. Dude, Ramos.
Well, hey, happy Cyber Monday. Hopefully you get your deals. I said it before, the only thing on planet Earth that's cheaper now than it was 10, 20 years ago, television. So if you need a new TV to watch all your games, NFL, college football, fights, MMA, right now, and this is no advertisement, you go to Best Buy, you go to Target, you go anywhere, they're like 75-inch smart TVs for like $400.
They also got some really expensive high-end TVs if you're looking for them. Hey, I'm not trying to shoot down your point.
I'm just saying there's
some really high-end TVs.
What I'm saying is there's no excuse for you to be watching your Sunday football and your Saturday college football on a 36-inch TV.
No, I'm with you on that. No excuse.
When you can get I think I saw a 50-inch for like $200-something.
A 36-inch television looks like this... I mean,
it looks like your clipboard.
Yeah, it's like a clipboard.
No, it's like watching on a computer monitor.
Exactly.
Almost.
And back 10 years ago, you're like 36. Oh my God, I can't wait to get one of those.
I remember thinking there was a time where I had purchased a 50-inch TV for my living room, and I thought I was balling. A 50-inch TV in my living room now would look like miniature.
Exactly.
Because if you have a big wall,
it's a little kid's
you need
game
60,
on.
70 inch. Like, and it's not a baller statement, Ramos, because what I'm telling you that you could get a 75-inch for $400.
And that's a robot.
$400 is the price of like a double date dinner for like two couples at a nice restaurant. That you can get a 75-inch TV.
Enjoy your Cyber Monday. That's Cyber Boy, Rich Davis, everybody.
No.
Cyber Boy. Again, live from the TireRack.com studios.
Let's take a few more phone calls about this Odell Beckham Jr. plane story. Bruno.
What's up?
In Brooklyn. What's up, Bruno?
Hey, gentlemen, good evening. Hey, just to your point, if you don't have 70-inch TV in your house right now, you're not playing. I mean, it's got to be 70-plus.
Yeah, it's honestly, there's certain things that are very minimal upgrades, right? And one of them is a TV. If you have a beautiful home or a condo, even an apartment, and you're like, well, I still got my 10-year-old TV, I can promise you, you've spent $400 in worse places.
I can promise you, you're never hosting like Fight Night or like Super Bowl's not at your place.
You're correct.
Right.
You're correct. Hey, onto Odell Beckham. Here's the deal. I got family in the airline industry, and there's a manifest. They know when there's people on the plane that are celebrity. Now, let me ask you this: he had to be riding up front? He had to be first class. I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, they're afforded certain, you know, privileges. You and I riding back in the cattle class, or maybe not you guys, but me, I'm riding back. I fly a lot for work. I'm a sales rep. I fly a lot. They're afforded privileges that you and I aren't. So I'm kind of curious to why, after all of that, they still booted him off the plane.
My thought is that you don't really just target someone like that, right? So part of me feels like Odell Beckham Jr., just doesn't like to listen to people, right?
Yeah, but if someone's so incoherent and, again, in and out of consciousness, but they're out of consciousness to the point where they can't put on their seatbelt, so therefore it appears that they're not putting on their seatbelt, what's that person supposed to do with this person who's supposed to be first class?
OBJ's response was something to the effect of, yo, this is wild. Not, when I thought I've seen it all, like he responded to the insinuating like, yeah, this is a crazy story. Nothing.
Well, I hope so. Like you said, there's always the truth and the spin, but it's just not a good look. As I said earlier, we got, I think, one more phone call on this. 877-99 on Fox. And then we have other things to get to.
Florida and Billy. Hey, Billy.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
What up?
Man, I don't see the hype behind Odell, truthfully. I mean, he hasn't done anything since 2019, and I feel like this just adds on all his fiascos. You know, he had that incident with Josh Norman a couple of years ago. He's torn two ACLs already, and quite honestly, he's treating this season like he's being a college recruit, visiting these teams and whatnot, and we're almost at the end of the regular season. I just I think it would be a waste and a distraction to put him on a team and implement him at this point. And if he were smart enough, he'd know to go to Dallas, considering he wouldn't be a number one option. And New York is where he'd be that number one option, and he wouldn't improve the team.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be wasting everyone's time at this point.
Dallas is the right answer, right? Because he doesn't have to be the number one guy. You got CeeDee Lamb. You got other guys there. You don't. He'd be
and,
a great,
and they want him. They've yeah. been recruiting him, and they have a great chance of winning.
Truthfully, the Dallas Cowboys are a top 3-4 NFC team where, let's be honest, I'm telling you, the Giants are doo-doo diapers. Now, this is according to Jordan Schultz. Assuming there's nothing more to the story, the airline incident with Odell Beckham Jr. is unlikely to affect any visit with the Giants, Bills, or Cowboys. So, still on schedule to narrow down his focus.
Good. I would hate to see that affect anything, but you know, it's a bad look. You, like we said earlier, if you were out for a job and on the market, I mean, you wouldn't let these things happen, right? So just a weird story to hear over the weekend.
Let's go to our buddy and yours, Dan Beyer. What's up, Dan?
What's going on, guys? A lot to get at least into this update. We start the World Cup. Portugal and Uruguay today playing a Group H match in Qatar.
Silva hands it wide for Rafael Guerrero and for Bruno Fernandes. Fernandes clipping that in. Ronaldo's there, and it's in anyway. Portugal get their breakthrough.
That's how it sounded on Fox TV. I hope I said Qatar and not guitar. My headphones weren't on correctly, but we'll have to check the tape for that one. Portugal goes on to beat Uruguay today 2-0, so they're on to the round of 16, as is Brazil, who beat Switzerland today by a score of 1-0 in Group G. Bunch of NFL news. Rich, you may want to plug your ears. Elijah Mitchell out 6 to 8 weeks, sprained MCL in his knee, so the Niners will be without the running back, who would have had a touchdown yesterday but was called back on a holding call on George Kittle.
You know, by the way, there was a questionable hold on Kittle, but Elijah Mitchell, you know, he's been playing really well since he came back, and 6 to 8 weeks, well, he could be back for the playoffs.
It makes you question the Jeff Wilson trade even more, because it's not like Mitchell was, you know, a healthy guy anyway.
He got this rookie Mason now backing up McCaffrey, so, I mean, McCaffrey was a little banged up yesterday. You kept seeing him grab for his knee, so I don't know, man. It's a big game this weekend. I'll be there, 49ers Dolphins, so that's not the game you want to risk. Those are two good teams.
No, Dolphins have an injury as well. Left tackle Tron Armstead's not going to be available for that game, but head coach Mike McDaniel said today not a season-ending injury. Couple of other notes. Chiefs signed free agent running back Melvin Gordon to their practice squad. Aaron Donald dealing with a high ankle sprain, according to Rams head coach Sean McVay. And Aaron Rodgers feeling better, according to his head coach Matt LaFleur. They'll know more later in the week on Rodgers' injuries and whether he'll be able to go against the Bears coming up on Sunday. Hugh Freeze leaving Auburn after four seasons to be the new head, or leaving Liberty to be the new head football coach at Auburn. Well, tonight it's the Steelers and Colts, 8:15 Eastern time in our Discover Card Key matchup brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Lakers forward Anthony Davis upgraded to probable for tonight's game against the Pacers. Jose Abreu has signed a 3-year deal with the Astros. Dodgers meeting with Justin Verlander today, according to the New York Post, and Miguel Cabrera to retire after the 2023 Major League Baseball season. Guys, back to you.
You guys want Dodgers fans, you guys want Verlander? Willing to give him a couple years at his age, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I know they wanted him like 3 years ago, obviously, and they lost out to the Astros. So, sure, I mean, you know.
You going
to
give him Max Scherzer DeGrom money?
No.
40 mil. What if he wanted 2 years, 80 mil?
Wow, it's a lot.
I mean, but he's a Cy Young winner.
It's not my money, right?
So, I was going to say, Bo, you don't have to
pay. Kind of is way, man. When you pay for those tickets.
If you're not a big game goer, I agree with Bo. When people talk about salaries, I'm like, yo, that's not my money. That's Steve Cohen's money. That's this guy's money. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're Covino and Rich live in the TireRack.com studios.
Two other quick things I heard in the update. You were, oh man, now I lost my thought. What was it? Oh, we talk about World Cup. Anyone talking about this, the Canelo Alvarez?
Hell yeah, everybody's
saying
talking
that he
about it.
Saying that he wants to go after Messi because apparently...
Well, he said, did you see Messi cleaning the floor with our shirt and our flag? Be bolder!
Canelo, that's my Canelo impression.
And
everybody.
By the way, a good one. Have you ever heard Canelo Alvarez? You're like, that's the voice with that badass?
Messi apparently cleaning the floor with the Mexican shirt and the Mexican flag. Canelo Saul Alvarez says...
there's a warning to Messi. He better pray to God that I don't find him. So Canelo is taking this very seriously.
Be bolder.
But Messi, man, you leave him a little opening. That's why the great ones are great and legendary. Like, you see the opening he had? Like, barely any, but he made it happen and put them ahead of Mexico over the weekend. They won 2-0 Argentina, but Saul Alvarez is not having it. Not having it.
I'm thinking also when it comes to baseball, you see some of the contracts that are being thrown out there. I wonder if they're going to overpay and they're going to give, like I said, Max Scherzer money to some of these older accomplished pitchers. Because do you have to look at age as a realistic number when it comes to a guy like Verlander?
It's going to be case by case. Verlander's comeback player of the year, Cy Young Award winner. He won every possible award. That's not the case for everybody, so he deserved at least a 1 to 2 year payday. It's as long as he wants to play. So, yeah, I think he does get the big money. He proved this past year he still got it. Again, we're Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich on social media. Thanks for listening on the iHeartRadio app. Subscribe to our podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich. And we got to talk about Lamar Jackson, too.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson pulled what a lot of you consider like a Kevin Durant of sorts. Got a little chippy, a little mouthy with
yeah,
a fan.
Yeah, a little bit of an immature move, but there's a bigger question here. Lamar Jackson went back and forth with someone on Twitter. Now, I have a hard time when regular people just think they could say whatever they want to someone. Like, you and I, there's a classic story when we were living in New York City.
I believe it was a fan suggesting that the game shouldn't come down to kicker Justin Tucker, that you're paying Lamar Jackson all this money. He should take less for a better team. Something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lamar Jackson snapped back, and he said something like, coming from a guy who never smelt a football field, like, look at you. You're a schlub telling me, you know what the game's about. So he went back at a fan, and he later deleted the tweet.
In the heat of the moment, when you're going back and forth with reporters and fans and haters, I really do believe that, you know, outside of something that's racist or gayist against the gay community, whether it's something sexist, like, unless you're really breaking one of the cardinal rules of, like, you know, you don't go there. That's wrong and terrible, right? If you're just trash talking, I'm okay with players shutting up fans. And I'll tell you why. It brings me back to a classic story that you and I love to joke about.
Okay.
We were living in New York City, and I saw something go down at a deli. A little deli coffee shop.
Oh, yeah, I know this story.
And I'll tell you this fun little tale and how it ties into Lamar Jackson next, right here on Covino and Rich, as we are live from the TireRack.com studios. More next, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You know, I saw this guy on a plane one time. Or actually at the airport. He never made it on the plane. It was either Flavor Flav or some other guy with a clock around his neck. It's Covino and Rich.
You know, we have in our home studio, we should bring it in here. We actually have a Flavor Flav signed clock.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, we do. We do. CNR on FSR. Hope you had a nice weekend. We're live from the TireRack.com studios as we get set for Monday Night Football. Steelers at Indy. Welcome to the Fox Sports Radio Tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg, the most versatile grill you'll ever own. Backed by a lifetime warranty, roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, again, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com.
You might as well cook good because the game is not going to be great.
Hey, if you're buying a robot today on Cyber Monday, good luck with that purchase. Remember to check out biggreenegg.com. And a quick reminder, tomorrow we welcome legend, fake Mike Tyson, for Tyson Trivia. Tomorrow's a Tyson Tuesday. And speaking of boxing, because we're not going to have time today, there's a controversy going on as we speak. The referee from the year 2000, Pacquiao Hussein fight, has admitted that he cheated for Manny Pacquiao. And he gave him a 17-second knockdown. And now people are wondering, is this dude going to sue? Like,
wait,
you got to see.
On.
When you see the footage now that the referee, who was also Filipino, he's admitting, laughing now in the year 2022, that 22 years ago, he cheated because Pacquiao was a hero.
Damn.
So, you know, when you find these things out years later, how do you feel about it? You know, we're going to get to a lot of stuff tomorrow on the show.
Now my head's spinning because I have multiple thoughts.
17-second knockdown. Pacquiao got knocked down. He counted him 17 seconds.
I think there was a slow count in the Buster Douglas-Mike Tyson fight.
Buster Douglas was a wonderful man. That was a loss that I learned a lot from.
I think there's a few other things that's spinning in my head right now. If you watch that documentary, Pepsi, Where's My Jet? Manny Pacquiao's in the last episode.
Yeah.
Because there was a Pepsi scam in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple other things that are spinning in my head. You were talking about Canelo saying he's going to come after Messi. Like, is that a real threat? Or is that like just goofing around? Because he disrespected his country.
That's exactly it.
He may slap Messi if he saw him.
Extremely disrespected. and he feels like Messi was disrespecting Mexico. So that is a real story.
Before I tell you the story, before we get out of here, if you want to look up something funny and laugh, you brought up Flava Flav, and Ramos played some old school Flava Flav.
Yeah.
If you want to laugh your ass off, Ramos, Google this later. Go to YouTube. Flava Flav, Miley Cyrus. It's probably at like some Jingle Ball iHeart event, maybe like a decade ago or so.
It is funny.
And Flava Flav's backstage. This is when Flavor Love was probably popular. And he walks up to Miley Cyrus, and he looks at her and goes, Gwen Stefani, bring it in. This is my girl, Gwen.
So embarrassing.
And, Miley doesn't know what to do, so she's like, yeah, and goes along with
Gwen
it.
Gwen Stefani.
And then you quickly realize someone's
boy.
Flav, that's actually Miley Cyrus. And he's like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's really awkward.
It's so embarrassing. But really look it up later. It's hilarious. All right, hey, story about Lamar Jackson. I said it would tie together. We were living in New York years ago before the show all moved out here to L.A. I go to a coffee shop deli every morning. And we're talking about people just being disrespectful on the other side of the, quote, keyboard, right? Like, someone could go all at Lamar Jackson, and he's supposed to be like, oh, well, I'm the NFL player. Let me keep cool. I don't believe in one-sided fights. I saw a guy disrespect the worker at the coffee shop so bad. Like,
so customer disrespecting like the dude behind the counter.
The customer disrespecting this guy behind the counter so bad. Like, where's my coffee? What are you, a moron? Like, this business guy was a grade-A jerk. The guy behind the counter, out of nowhere, just goes, yo, bro, I had enough! Rips off his shirt. He rips off his, like, Aubonpon shirt, or whatever the
his
coffee
apron.
Shop. His apron. Has a wife beater underneath, and he's like, yo, you're not so tough when I'm on that side of the counter. And he hops over the counter.
You don't want,
like,
this smoke, Jesse?
He's like, yo, this job isn't worth it enough to me. And I was like, oh, man, we always got to remember, first of all, never be disrespectful. But this whole one-sided fight, thinking like they can't fight back, like, yo, just because there's a counter here doesn't mean you could be a jerk to the person that's working.
Okay.
Just because Lamar Jackson's an NFL player making millions of bucks, just because Lamar Jackson's, just soon to be one of the highest paid players in the NFL, doesn't mean that
Rich
fans...
forgot the best part of the story. He curled up in a fetal position in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Rich was so scared when this was happening. Oh,
no, but you remember the payoff to the story? The jerk businessman got real quiet real quick. And the quote, he goes, you're lucky because I got to get to a very important meeting. And walks out of the coffee shop. So just proves, like, you're only tough when you don't think the other person can fight
back.
Here's
the thing.
Which is why I hate bozos going at athletes with low blows, because why?
Yeah, but the athletes unfortunately are in a position where they have to be the bigger person. Again, this fan said, let Lamar walk, spend money on a well-rounded team, and Jackson snapped back at the guy, you know, telling him, what does he know about football, blah, blah, blah. Deleted it because, look, professional athletes have things to lose.
Like, endorsements, like, money, I get it.
There's a famous story. It's a really great clip, and it's like, ooh, Joey Votto is savage. Look up Joey Votto fighting with a fan. The fan says to him, yeah, I remember when you used to be good. You know what Joey Votto says to him? I remember when you used to be thin. And everyone's like, ooh, right? But then again, then Joey Votto, he realizes that someone's taping him. Hmm. And he's like, look, the difference between me and you right now, I got something to lose. So you could say whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that's the key here. It's not that Lamar Jackson can't say whatever he wants. You know, he has nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, he has more to lose.
It's a great point, Camino.
The guy behind the counter that you were talking about, he didn't care about his job. Lamar Jackson cares about his perception, his endorsements, his job. He represents a high-profile team.
So there you go. That's the mature...
You can do what you want.
That's a mature right answer, but I just feel there's nothing manly or there's nothing... machismo about picking on someone that can't fight back.
They're cowards. Yeah, it's a coward move all around.
All right, listen, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Anything you miss, at Covino and Rich. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro. Pairs well with anything. Pro. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.